Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a song my daughters and I would listen to in the car all the time. They know all the lyrics. It's unbelievable. My 8-year-old knows all the lyrics to these songs.
Drake?
Yeah. There are a couple lines that
does she know the radio edit or the full-on explicit?
Well,
I'm guessing it's explicit. I don't know.
My 15-year-old knows every explicit lyric possible. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I actually heard AWOD's theme song the other day, although at the end it says it's high school, young, dumb, and broke. I know it's been out for
song.
A long time.
Khalid?
That right there should be AWOD's theme song.
Yeah. Yeah. Young, dumb, and broke.
His except music. Though it says young, dumb, and broke, and then I think he says... like high school, so he's living like that young, dumb, broke high school kid. Or,
yeah, exactly.
I don't know the exact lyric.
That's actually a great song.
But it hits the nail on the head when it comes to Adam Epstein.
Yeah, pretty much
young,
everybody.
Dumb, broke.
He kind of does represent everybody his age, doesn't he?
Just have to say I'm broke.
I think I saw the official age range for millennials. And I think it goes to like, I think it goes to people in their 30s.
Let me
still.
Guess.
81. 81 is the cutoff. Because I was teasing my wife.
So 25 to 35,
something like that. Whatever it is, because my sister was born in 83.
But he's not 25. So is he 25? Are you 25, Adam?
Yeah, he's 25. I think
25.
So. Yeah. I mean, you would think he's 22 when you see him.
No, you would think he's 12.
but what is that?
Well,
so 81. If you're 81, yeah. I can't do the math
36.
On that.
36.
So 36 to what? To like 18 years old or something? Is a millennial?
I'm not exactly
what
sure.
What's the gap? So there were baby boomers?
I thought it was 25 to 30.
Generation X.
We were Generation X, weren't we? We were
yes.
Gen Xers.
We're Gen
then
Xers.
There were Gen, weren't there Gen Ys?
Gen Y, yep.
And
correct.
Then is the next one millennials?
Not sure.
I think so.
Did we skip Generation Z? Went X, Y, and then straight to millennials? I don't know.
What
I can't
the,
tell you.
What was the trait? Like millennials, they're just like spoiled, dumb.
Entitled.
Yeah, narcissists. Right. They're into their phones.
What is the Gen X trait?
Yeah, what were our Gen X traits that we were most known for? Besides great music in the 90s.
Yeah,
by the way, Jason, you ever listen to the Pop 2K station? That station's pretty good.
Pop 2K.
Yeah.
It's is that Channel 17?
No, I don't know the number.
That's Pop Rocks.
17
that's
is good.
Greater than... Pop 2K.
Do you ever listen to Pop 2K?
I have.
Pop 2K is pretty good.
But see, you like different music than I do now.
I mean, this plays a ton of the old HFS stuff. All the stuff we played at HFS, they play on there.
Oh, it does?
And then they play hip-hop stuff. And then
okay.
They play like...
So it's
you know,
just a mix.
They'll also play like NSYNC, you know, but I don't
so
know.
So it's all the pops since 2000, year 2000.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but if you go to Pop Rocks, it's nothing but Matchbox 20, Lit.
Right.
Fallout Boy. I mean, it's just
HFS.
It's a hit-a-palooza.
Yeah,
it's what
no,
it is.
Pop 2K is more inclusive because it's that, plus it's
it has
hip-hop
like Christina
stuff.
Aguilera.
Yeah. But then it will have some pop stuff that you might
Britney.
Not like. But you think you don't get sized when all of a sudden you hear like an
Toxic.
Old NSYNC classic? I'm sorry.
I
dirty
know you
pop.
Do.
I heard Dirty Pop the other day. I got all sized. Woo! I'm almost 50.
NSYNC was an answer on Jeopardy last night. I'm sure Matt Valdez saw it.
So you'll
maybe
probably like you'll probably like NSYNC until you die.
It's catchy.
I know. I'm just not an NSYNC guy. I don't
hey,
know.
Why aren't you angling?
I think I like that other station.
You're a
better.
Taylor Swift guy.
Why aren't you
like
angling
Taylor.
For tickets
Tay-Tay.
At MGM National Harbor? I believe
four.
Boys to Men are coming in May.
Well,
they
that's
are.
Again. They come in town every year, and I always beg.
Where they don't want to come.
Get
in.
The guys in studio.
They're
yeah.
not coming
just
in.
Beg.
At 8 in the morning.
I mean, those guys are not that popular anymore. Just get them in. They're the tail end of their career.
Right?
Get the guys in here.
Right.
They don't care.
I know they don't care, but their management.
I understand, but they don't. They're not gonna get.
We'll help. We'll help. You know, keep promoting them.
They might not need it.
I know, but they're at the back end of it.
About,
it's almost over.
How about MGM? What they made in the month of February?
$53 million.
$53 million.
Just from the gaming.
Very nice.
That's just from the gaming. Doesn't include the entertainment.
I mean, you think it's not a gold mine they're sitting on? Gold mine.
Just wait until they legalize sports betting.
Well, then that's what it's the take goes up.
I don't know if you've talked to Jeff recently, but I believe
Jeff Freeman, yeah,
that the case, the New Jersey case that is supposed to be a Supreme Court decision, that is going to be up in the next month or so.
Yeah, he did a radio interview yesterday, and I caught the tail end of it. We'll probably get him on again here in the next couple weeks because that's looming. That decision's looming.
And if New Jersey legalizes it,
then it's everyone.
Just a matter of time until it happens here.
Correct.
And then you'll be MGM National Harbor's sports book ambassador.
Yes.
So many people.
I was thinking about that the other day.
So many people are going to be felted.
The Moneyline Parlay King. Do you know I hit Valdez, you'll love this. I hit 14 straight Moneyline Parlays on Saturday.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Swear
did
to God.
Did you?
14.
Did you finally bust a 1-1, though?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so then it all go away? No, you weren't betting at all. You were just betting. Yeah, right.
14 straight.
Were you eating all heavy favorites?
And then I went 17-1 over an 18-bet span. Some of them were heavy favorites, but a lot of them.
How much
are you up? I wasn't putting a ton of money up. I won like $350 on Saturday.
Take it.
Hell yeah, I'll take it. It's still in there. I haven't collected it. I just like to see the account get swole so I can bet a little bit more.
What's the most swole your account has been?
Probably like 2 G's.
Swole.
I think I started with like 500, but they matched 500 too.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Gotta like that.
Right. No, that's what they'll do. My site, if you put $1,000 in it, they'll match 1,000.
What? Right, because they know you're going to belly up at some point.
Well, of course, you're going to give that.
Right.
But I haven't
given
it to him.
Solid.
So anyway, Valdez, I thought you'd appreciate that.
Did you guys know? I didn't even know this. That Penny Hardaway was some silly high school coach?
I have no idea.
I saw that on Larry Brown this morning.
Lil Penny?
But I had no idea. I think he's won 2 state championships in Tennessee.
So he's like in Memphis? Or?
Yeah, and are they struggling? Is Tubby Smith struggling there? Because they're talking about him.
At Memphis?
Yeah, they're talking about him replacing Tubby.
He didn't have a good year this year.
Yeah. But, I mean, Tubby's been around 30 years.
He's Tubby.
You know he's going to run a competent program.
Oh, is that the rumor that Penny could take
over?
Well,
they're saying he's going to take that next step now because he's potentially, I guess, on his way. He's won consecutive state titles and is looking to make it 3 in a row. And, obviously, he's a huge figure there in the Memphis area.
Oh, yeah.
And so they're asking about that, and he's trying to ignore it. He's focusing on his team. But I had no idea Penny was silly.
Let's see.
Didn't know what he was up to.
Tubby's been at Memphis for 2 years. He's won 19 and 19. He was 19 and 12 this year, 19 and 13 last year. Right. So winning records.
I didn't even know he was at Memphis. I thought he was retired.
No, he's been at Memphis.
I heard a clip of him ranting and raving about the modern state of college basketball.
Tubby?
The guys are leaving. They don't honor their commitments.
Right.
Talking about when he went to school, I forget what obscure school he went to. Look up, you're looking at Tubby Smith?
Yeah, didn't he go to like Western Maryland or that's where he's from?
He's from Scotland, Maryland.
He went to High Point, I believe.
He went to High Point. Oh, okay.
So he went to High Point and he called his dad and said that he was having problems. And his dad was, I guess he was one of only 2 black kids in the school at the time in the 60s. Mm-hmm. And he called his dad and his dad had none of his whining. And said, you're honoring that commitment. He said, well, kids nowadays don't do that.
It's a little different. Yeah. What are you going to do? So Penny might be getting into the college ranks?
I mean, it's possible.
That would be awesome. I didn't even know he was living in Tennessee. I thought he was living in Arizona. So he had some. Remember the MTV Cribs? Remember that house he had out there in Phoenix?
Oh, he had an unbelievable one.
Oh, it was beautiful.
They should do that again.
Who knows? He probably had to sell it.
Coveted
Joe Smith had a house in Arizona.
For so many years.
He had to put it on the market because we just talked about it.
Maybe Penny had to do it too. I think Penny made a lot more than Joe Smith.
I'm sure he
did. I think so. Just probably with the advertisements.
He made a lot more. But who knows?
He should be set. So should Antoine Walker.
I know.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Antoine Walker is actually on ESPN Radio on the weekends.
I've heard him.
He's terrible.
They're probably paying him like $500 a game or something.
Does he do stuff for the NBA Channel too? I thought I saw him and didn't even recognize him.
I've definitely heard him driving around, and I know it's not a high paying gig.
And he's not good.
Can't be. No,
or is he just
not
okay?
Good.
A lot of them aren't good. They're just names. You know what I mean?
Right.
Penny made $120 million in his NBA career.
And that's just
salary.
That's just salary.
Yeah.
His endorsements had to at least double that.
He strikes me as
someone who was such a big
He was a big star.
Endorser.
He strikes me as someone who took care of his money. Maybe he wasn't great with it, but he took care of a little bit of his money.
Yeah.
So it does seem, by the way, there's more momentum now to eliminate the one-and-done rule.
Which I think is fine.
So high schoolers will be going straight to the NBA
They should have that opportunity. I do like the... I still think they should have the opportunity, though, if they don't get drafted, to then Whether you sit out a year, like Gary said, or, but whatever, to go to college and have that experience.
I would agree.
And you know, maybe, God forbid, get a diploma.
Don't completely whore the kids and make them go over to
Europe.
It's
just not fair that a kid has to make a choice. Like, at 8, you have no idea. You're not smart. You're not worldly. You're just 18. And you got a bunch of people telling you how great you are. It's impossible to make that decision unless you're like universally in everyone's top five.
And that would be
and
better.
No one knows.
And think about how much better college hoops would be because these kids, if they ended up, you know, getting drafted in the second round, they didn't want to.
And they say, yeah, it's not good enough.
We're going to go play college. And then if it's mandated they stay 2 years or 3 years, how much better college hoops would be for those 2 or 3 years? I mean, the players would get better.
I think college hoops is always going to be exciting and awesome.
True.
Just like high school hoops is. You know what I mean?
But just think if the kids at Duke this year, those four freshmen, all stayed
for at
least 2 years.
If you knew you had them at least 2 years, it'd be different. Yeah.
But I bet you three of them leave.
It's also, it's one reason why it's harder to keep track of college sports.
Absolutely.
You know, when guys are just leaving all the time. You don't know which one of Dunner's there this year.
Right, but if Duke brought back all those guys, hard to keep track of Kentucky. You know, okay, you got Bagley again. You'd have Carter again, Trent Jr. again.
Yeah, Duval. I mean, those kids are so good.
How many are they? But how many are they going to lose?
I bet. Well, I bet Bagley will be gone. Carter probably gone, and I would say Duval probably gone.
Right.
Probably lose three.
But
Duke has the top three players in the country coming.
I know.
Top three.
One, two, and three.
One, two, and three.
Right.
I don't think that's ever happened before. Williamson, this kid R.J. Barrett, and another kid from like Philly. I mean, they got three sillies.
But it's an easy fix. And I think, I mean, right? We've solved the issue right here. You allow, like any kid, like if you're a genius and you want to go work at IBM coming out of high school, you get to do that, or Google or whatever it is. If you're a basketball genius, you get to enter the draft. And if you don't like where you're selected, sure, it gives the kid a little leverage. What's wrong with that? Give the kid the opportunity to then enroll in college. Maybe he has to sit out a year because he entered the draft. A little bit of a penalty. Or maybe not. Maybe not even sit out a year.
Yeah, maybe
But you can't go back into the draft for at least 2 years.
Yeah, I love that plan.
That's a great rule.
Love it.
Because a ton of kids are not going to get selected, what they think.
Did Adam Silver talk about that plan?
No, I think they're just kicking it around. But
send
it just
them the
seems
podcast.
Like there's more momentum.
And again, there's precedent for that because that's how it works in baseball.
Correct.
High school baseball stud, they get drafted, you know, like a Russell Wilson. Get drafted, you know, coming out of high school, turns it down, go plays in college, and, you know, gets drafted again, turns it down, keeps playing, you know, whatever.
I love it. Either that or let the kids just make money through endorsements when they're playing.
And I believe in baseball, though, it's 3 years. So if you get drafted out of high school, you have to wait three years before you're draft eligible again. But in hoops, let's not penalize them too much. Let's say 2 years, not even as a penalty, but just as sort of, you know, incentive to make it worthwhile for everyone.
I back that plan 100%.
Yeah, let's do it.
I think it'd be great for everybody.
Yeah. I mean, it just seems like a no-brainer. I don't think this is a panacea, though, just eliminating one and done. This is not going to eliminate all the drama, the nonsense, the agents, and
probably
the money
not.
Thrown
oh, the
around.
The agents are still
not
going to
affect it really at all.
The agents are still going to be there.
Exactly.
They're not going anywhere.
So it's not going to solve that problem.
I got to talk to you about 5-Hour Energy, guys. So are you someone who doesn't like the taste of coffee like me? I know Cakes loves coffee, but I can't stand the taste of it. Do you hate spending $6 on a premium cup of Joe every time you need a pick-me-up? Sound like the perfect candidate for a 5-Hour Energy. Why don't you stop by and pick yourself up one today? 5-Hour Energy gives you that jump start to the day you need, helping you feel focused and alert, and it's got a variety of flavors. My favorite flavor is berry. Love it. Right now, 5-Hour Energy is launching their Getting Back to 100% campaign. It's a unique twist on this year's College Hoops tournament. You've got the ability to swap your incorrect selections during the tournament as the game is being played. You see an upset in the making? That's easy. Just swap out the picks, and you get the most points. That makes sure that your bracket is 100% correct. Go to 5hourenergybrackets.com or click on the link on the fandc.com's homepage.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. Show brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. EMP180weightloss.com. Join us right now to talk some Redskins. He was at the Combines. Our pal JP Finley covers the Redskins for NBC Sports Washington. Hey, JP.
What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me on.
Of course, always. JP, I'm looking at your Twitter, at JP Finley NBCS, from 10 hours ago. So last night, one thing that seems clear: when free agency opens, the Redskins are looking for guys coming off rookie deals, not exclusively, but youth will be served. Do you have any names here, or is this just a, you know, an overarching philosophy by that front office there in Ashburn?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit of both. There's certainly names you hear connected with them, and I wrote about Allen Robinson. Today's a big day to figure out if the Jaguars are going to tag him or not. If they don't tag him, I definitely think that's a player the Redskins are interested in to help at the receiver position. Jay Gruden talked in Indianapolis that, you know, I put the quote in my story, the exact quote, but roughly he said, you know, a lot of people think with Deshaun gone, that hurt us, and it did, but probably not as much as people expect. And Gruden explained that he likes all-purpose receivers that can do a little bit of everything. And he actually specifically mentioned blocking. And if you looked at last season, I mean, Terrell Pryor was not a guy that blocked, and that kind of seemed contagious among the receivers. Ryan Grant is a guy that will always get in there and kind of do the dirty work. But Allen Robinson's a big body, can kind of do a bit of everything. And then on the defensive side of the ball, some of the names I've heard connected with the Skins are all these guys that are 25, 26, coming off that first deal, looking to get paid. But the biggest note I want to make for Redskins fans is, whenever we hear that the Skins might be aggressive in free agency, I think everybody thinks of 10, 15 years ago when Redskins 1 would fly to every corner of the country and sign the biggest name free agents out there. I don't think that is the plan, even if they do go out and sign, you know, 3-4 players that can be immediate difference makers for the team.
Do you have a sense of which positions they want to target in free agency versus the draft, like, are more likely?
I think both running back and receiver they want to target in free agency, and then that would leave the defensive side of the ball, you know, because they still need, depending what happens to Zach Brown, they're still going to need a linebacker. You always need help on your defensive line. I think the Eagles are the most recent example of what a dominant defensive line can do. But I think receiver and running back, you know, Isaiah Crowell and Deion Lewis, I think, are two guys that make sense for the Skins. Crowell is the same thing, coming off a rookie deal. I think he's only 25. Lewis is a few years older. I think he's 27. And he's missed some time for injury. But, you know, Jay Gruden talked kind of at length. Doug Williams said the Redskins have to upgrade the run game. There's no doubt about it. So that's the baseline that they're looking to improve. And then Jay Gruden talked about wanting a banger on first and second downs. He talked about wanting an all-purpose back that can kind of play whenever. And if you look at Crowell's game and Deion Lewis's game, Crowell is absolutely a banger. I mean, that guy runs downhill with force. And Deion Lewis, when healthy, is one of those guys that's really, really hard to bring down to the ground. I don't think they would sign both of them. I don't think there's that kind of run game overhaul coming. But they invested a draft pick in Pirine last year. I think they still like him, want to see what he did, because he played better late in 2017. And Chris Thompson's obviously not going anywhere.
Talking to JP Finley from NBC Sports Washington. Yeah, I wanted to ask you about Pirine, because if you do bring in a guy like Crowell and you've got Chris Thompson, it's like, what's left for P. Ryan?
I'm telling you, he might be on the outside looking out, or whatever the word is.
What's the outside looking in?
Yes, thank you.
Outside
looking out is not correct.
I don't think so. I mean, you never know, but they spent the draft pick on him last year. He did not play well early in the year. He did not play well early in the year, but he did start to run harder and better late in the season. I mean, if you look at against the Cardinals, he played pretty well, but he didn't do enough that clearly no running back did enough that the team doesn't think they have to get better. And I would argue this, I think the run game as a whole needs to improve, and that's not just on the running backs. I think schematically they are overly reliant on run plays that ask tight ends to be a key part of the blocking scheme. And I think maybe they need to get away from some of those. How many third and ones do we see where they tried to run power up the middle and it right. just got stuffed?
JP, here's why I think P. Ryan might actually be in trouble. God bless him. I hope he has a 10-year career. But, I mean, when you guys were talking to Jay in Indianapolis, he was hyping up Capri Bibbs. He was hyping up Byron right. Marshall.
Everybody
we all
in
know
the roster.
They're going to sign or draft someone. You still have Kelly. You still have Thompson. You still have P. Ryan. I mean, they're like 7-8 guys in a mix for basically 3 jobs.
Right. Well, and that's the thing is we still haven't even talked about Rob Kelly, who is still the best of all the Redskins running backs at avoiding the first tackler and avoiding negative yardage, which is something they really care about too. So it's easy to sit here and discuss what's going to happen in the run game, but I don't know. It's tough for me to see P. Ryan being in trouble, but you never know. You're right. He didn't mention Samaje once, and maybe that's because, you know, in his mind he's a given. But I do think the team realizes they were overly reliant on Chris Thompson last year, and they can't go into 2018 with the same mindset.
JP, do you think the Redskins fell in love with anybody at the combine from those performances? It's hard not to when a guy like Derwin James from Florida State, he's 6'2", 215, he ran a 4.47, he had a 40-inch vertical, 11-foot broad jump. Is there anybody that they were just smitten by at the combine that they weren't really that into pre-combine?
I'm not.
I think they really like Josh Jackson, the cornerback out of Iowa, and he's a guy that made a lot of plays for the Hawkeyes. He had 8 interceptions last year in the Big Ten, where it's, you know, you're playing Wisconsin and Nebraska. It's not all these teams. It's not like playing in the Big 12 where teams are throwing the ball 60 times a game. Good size, ran well, but the combine, especially. It's funny. Everybody's there to watch these kids work out and everything, but it's much more about setting your free agency plans and being in one place and being able to talk to all these agents and scouts and everything else than I really think. I mean, most teams are going to look at what they did in college significantly more. I think if one, not to take a positive from a negative, but the Skins liked Ohio State lineman Billy Price going into Indy. And it's terrible that he suffered an injury when really you can make the argument that these kids shouldn't even have to work out for all these scouts because they've already done so much in their college careers. But, he injures his pec muscle while he's there. Mm. And now I think you could argue there's a chance he might slip in the draft. And recent history suggests the Redskins are not scared to take a player that falls because of medicals. And if you look at Kendall Fuller and Fabian Moreau, they've done it in the last 2 drafts. Price is a first-round talent that if he slides to 44, the Redskins' second-round pick, all of a sudden you're looking at some value, assuming you think, you know, the injury can fully heal by training camp.
Well, you know, they did that with Allen and Ryan Anderson with mixed results. I assume Allen's coming back from a Liz Frank thing, right? That's a serious deal. It wasn't a fracture, though, right? Wouldn't they say it was a sprain, maybe? It wasn't a terrible Liz Frank, but still.
I don't know if it was a complete fracture.
No. Anytime you hear that, it's terrifying. Well, and then Anderson, what is the word on that? I mean, is there going to be a bounce back, or is this just a bust?
I think it's too early to say something's a bust, but I do think a position change might have to be considered with Ryan Anderson. I don't know if it'll happen, but here's what we know. And I don't know that he was ever fully healthy. He had the injury early in training camp, missed some time, but he never showed the speed or really the capability to rush the passer from the edge. And I don't know that that will. I don't know that that can change. Maybe it can. I mean, by all accounts, he's a really hard worker, and they expect him to become a more important piece. But, you know, in college, he was able to be in the middle more and make a ton of tackles. He's certainly strong enough to play outside against the run. I wonder if maybe his role starts to look a little different. And, you know, one thing I have heard is now the Redskins are done with Indy. Their free agent board is pretty much set for next week, barring guys that might get released or cut. Is now, you know, after they could have done this New Year's Day, and here we are, what day is it, March 6th?
Mm-hmm.
Now they're finally reaching out to their own free agents. So it wouldn't shock me if in the next week before, even before the tampering period opens next Monday, if we hear a few deals between the Skins and their own guys kind of start to leak out, even if it's not a done deal. Hey, the Redskins reached out to so-and-so, and there's an offer in place. Those sorts of things. I think we'll hear a decent amount of that over the next 4 or 5 days.
So who do you think the number one free agent, outside of their own players, sorry, forget about their own free agents, number one free agent that they're targeting?
I think Allen Robinson's near the top of that list. I really do. A lot of it's going to come down to cash, right? Like all of this stuff does. I think if the Niners make Allen Robinson a priority and are willing to pay like they did for Pierre Garçon last year, I think that starts to look awfully tricky. I don't know that the Redskins will go to a really high dollar amount for a guy. You got to consider a couple things. Didn't play basically all of last year with the ACL. Mm-hmm. In 2016, he didn't have a great year. He had some drops. He's never been a true high-end speed guy. He's probably a 4.45, 4.5 guy now, especially coming off an ACL. And there are a number of speed receivers available that will cost way less. I know fans are in love with Paul Richardson. I think Taylor Gabriel from the Falcons is a guy that makes sense. On the defensive side of the ball, one name to watch today, because the Rams are trying to decide what they want to do. I've heard they really like LaMarcus Joyner, who's a safety for the Rams. I think St. Louis, L.A. is either deciding if they're going to franchise Joyner or Sammy Watkins. And to me, I think you pick the really good young safety. And on the defensive side of the ball, I think they're looking at more, not to say depth guys, but not one big name. You know, Robinson gets everybody excited because everybody knows who he is because they play fantasy football and he had 1,400 yards 3 years ago. You know, if we mention, like, one guy I think they could have their eye on is Bo Allen, who was a rotational piece for the Eagles D-line. Young guy, big guy. He goes 330, 340, could help them in the middle of their D-line. You know, guys like that, but that's not going to excite the masses quite like a receiver will.
How much money do they have to spend in free agency? What's their cap situation? Do you know?
Nearly $50 million. I mean, they've got some cash. And I actually wrote about this. Like, I know a lot of people don't like Bruce Allen, but the one thing he's done largely since he's been running the Redskins, they've been almost cheap. I mean, especially if you consider how they've handled the Kirk situation.
Well, a lot of good it's done us.
Right. They're not going out and spending. You know, Jay and Doug say this is the year for us to be aggressive. And honestly, wouldn't it kind of make sense? A lot of fans are pretty mad about how the Kirk Cousins situation unfolded. And I think, honestly, in 3 months when we're at OTAs or whatever and Kirk's somewhere making $30 million a year and they've got Alex here making 17, that I think a lot of fans are going to feel differently. But having the caps, they've had cap space the last 2 years and not spent it.
Exactly.
Last year they kind of got bailed out because the Zach Brown deal worked out really well, but the Terrell Pryor deal didn't. Luckily, those were both one-year deals. I think Bruce Allen is not the overly aggressive spending type, and maybe this year that works to their advantage. We'll kind of see.
You probably can't count that high.
All right, JP, appreciate the time.
All right, JP.
Thank you, JP.
Thanks, fellas. Take care.
Yep. You too. JP Finley from NBC Sports Washington. Do want to let people know we're all very excited about the St. James. It's coming very soon. It's going to be a total game changer. It's going to open September in Springfield. It is a field house like none other. The brand new complex has a field house, has ice rinks, has an Olympic sized pool, and tons of courts. You can join Learn to Play and developmental programs. They're going to have competitive teams, leagues, top-notch coaching, training in 30-plus sports. It's all at the St. James. Plus climbing and bouldering walls, trampolines, VR games, even an indoor water park. Your kids are going to love it. And for the adults, a premium health club, Medispa, Spike Mendelsohn restaurant, and a health and sports medicine center. It's all under one roof. It's the St. James, opening in September. We, the Junkies, are founding members, and you should become one, too. Visit thestjames.co for more details and to find out how to join today.
For those of you wondering why Matt Valdez is wearing a bag on his head on NBC Sports Washington, we think he has a raging case of pink eye in his left eye.
He was a little insubordinate last break. I didn't understand why he didn't have it on. Did you tell him to put it back on, or he did it on his own?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I did it on my own.
This is our quarantine.
Yeah. I mean, why were you refusing last break, Valdez? You just didn't feel like it?
The bag's pretty uncomfortable.
It is, yeah. I mean, it looks uncomfortable. It is a bag.
I mean, people are asking, why are you wearing it? And we're telling them, you know, you got to commit to the bit. I mean, that is a show slogan here.
What is the progress of the four bells in studio?
That's on Drabby. You know, I don't know.
It's on me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, who else is it on?
Well, we'll have them.
So that means he's done nothing.
Why would I do something for a bell when I can go to the store and buy them?
Exactly.
Oh, I'm not going to do it on a Monday.
And we also have to determine what sort of bell
There'll
are we talking about?
On Thursday.
Are we talking about a bell that you pick up and you ring?
Or the one ding.
That's on like the counter at a hotel that you ding?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay.
That.
Or should we each have our own unique sound?
I don't know.
I don't know how
we can figure it out.
Like a buzzer. Bell. Like a buzzer or something.
I think uniform would be the
uniform
best.
Would be good.
Yeah.
But see, your bell's going to trigger my bell.
That's a little creepy.
Well,
it's kind of weird.
If you hit a bell, so what we're saying
is... If I'm having an independent sexual thought and I hit a bell, then all of a sudden you're going to start thinking about sex.
Yeah, well, you're thinking about buns. Maybe I should start thinking about
buns. Yeah, but there's no way you guys are thinking about buns during a four-hour show.
Sure.
No,
your mind doesn't wander?
Because you're probably thinking about what our next topic's going to be.
Yeah, Trust me, I'm not.
But if EB brings up a...
That's such a lie. Every break, he goes, what are we talking about next? What's our topic next?
For a second. And then, what do you think I'm doing the other 20 minutes?
I don't know.
Thinking about lacrosse?
That happens a lot. You're not in there.
If there's a hot for teacher story...
You're over there.
If there's a hot for teacher story, like the one that came out last week, with the chick who's banging the middle school...
All right, that's a little different.
And she's holding the big silly rockfish or redfish... And she's got a silly body.
Just give
me
my gambling bell too.
You can have a gambling bell.
I need two.
Well, that
they got a sound different.
That'll go off the. The whole thing will be a bell.
They got a sound different though.
I don't know how he's going to get a different. That's the problem. How are you going to get different sounding bells?
I'm not. I'm going to get five bells. They all sound the same.
Five Alberts.
Well, who's going to be the fifth person with the bell?
Jason wanted two.
Jason wants two.
He doesn't need two if it's the same sound. That's stupid.
I need Well, we'll download an app bell sound or something.
Yeah.
All right. And then how's Jason going to hit that? Not going to be connected to the computer.
On his phone.
It's a lot of logistics.
Who knows? It's probably not going to happen.
We're going to try and figure out this buns bell. I thought the goal was Friday. Like a Friday show.
I was willing to do it any day, but you guys like to punt Fridays.
I thought this was funny. I just saw this story during the break. Speaking of like thinking about buns. So Ben Simmons is a great rookie for the Philadelphia 76ers. And we all know NBA ballers have a decided advantage in life when it comes to picking up women.
Yeah.
But with social media, it's become so much easier for everybody, including NBA ballers.
Yeah, good. Good that they have easier lives.
So, you want to talk about a line? He apparently sent this message to an Instagram. I don't know if she's a model, a singer, Tinashe. Okay? Tinashe, whatever. And she has a ton of followers. And she has a picture where she's on a bed in like lingerie, which had 39,000 likes. And Ben Simmons everybody sees everything nowadays right. on social media. And it just says Ben Simmons, and he just wrote Charlotte. Like, he's just going to be in Charlotte. That's right. his line. That's yeah. how he's casting
all
it out.
He needs.
Like, I'm going to be in Charlotte.
Meet me at the hotel bar.
Right. Charlotte. Mm. That's all he wrote.
Yeah. Couldn't be easier.
And he probably expects buns, or it just doesn't hurt to throw out the grasper.
Those guys probably have girls in every city.
Oh, I would think.
For sure.
I would guess.
We got stand-up comics that come in here, and they have D.C. girls, right. Philly girls, Chicago girls.
And they're not making Ben Simmons money.
No. No, they just tag the
comics.
And
you think those girls aren't down for one-night stands? We were just talking about that yesterday. Those girls are down for one-night stands.
I would guess 100%.
So. All the girls that hang out at the hotel or whatever.
Of course, they want to get pregnant.
Right, you get pregnant, and then you get like a
get paid.
You get like a VH1 show.
I mean, that freaky tie move.
That's one
freaky
where
Ty told us. Not only do you wrap up, you have to make sure you flush it and watch.
Oh,
it
I wouldn't
go
even
away.
Do that. If I were Ben Simmons, I wouldn't even flush it. I would put it like in 8 Ziploc bags and stuff it in my duffel bag.
I would take it with you.
Can I ask you a question?
I have to take that with me.
It's probably not environmentally cool to flush your Jimmy Johnson, is it? What is
probably
like the, what is the modern way of getting rid of
trash? I guess it goes in a landfill.
So hurting though.
Yeah, but what else are you going to do with it?
Is it
those
like,
aren't
is
biodegradable?
Hey,
you put
is
it in a
definitely,
trash can with banana peels. And
is it
everything.
Definitely taboo to flush your Jimmy Johnson after?
Never do that.
You definitely don't do it at the urinal here at 106.7 The Fan.
The urinal?
So what are you supposed to do
there's
then?
There's a sign there about flushing
I understand.
Anything.
Why? That's kind of hurting. You peel it off and just dump it in the trash?
Well, no, you put it in some toilet paper, wrap it up.
Yeah, I mean, you're not a savage, right?
Like a tampon or something.
Yeah, you'd be
cares?
A little discreet.
It's just gross.
Of course it is.
Yeah, but you know what? Trash is gross.
I feel bad for the cleaning ladies.
Why wrap it with toilet paper? It's in a garbage bag.
Well, you have kids. You want your kids throwing stuff away
in a bathroom,
and hurting old.
Well, I mean,
I think most people don't like to see a hurting used condom in their trash.
You stuck
in their bathroom.
I'm with you. Yeah. What? Yeah, you don't just take it. You'd probably hurt
no, you stuff
like
it. If you were going to do it, you stuff it down at the bottom of the trash, and then you
then
wash your hands.
You put stuff on top of it.
Yeah. What do you do with all yours, Jason? Do you get rid of
it? I don't even want to talk about that. I can't believe this is a topic.
Well, it is. It's a legitimate question that I have.
Well, look, Ben Simmons
I don't
just
know
simply
what
throws out a line, Charlotte. And there's a good chance that he ends up hooking up with this Instagram model because that's just the way it
well,
works.
Well, either her or somebody
or
else it seems.
He probably already has.
Right? And so
didn't they already play in Charlotte? Or was this from yesterday?
I don't know when the social media police finds
he probably
that
already
stuff.
Hit it. Probably
they always it. Monitor all the likes. These people can't hit a like. Mm. You accidentally hit a like.
Strabby and Valdez monitor the likes. Like they monitor like the Entercom employee likes. If they see like a hot chick pic and they see old Valdez already liked it, or maybe you know,
there's been some of that. In the past.
Yeah. But like ex-interns yeah. that put pictures up there, and they notice like 7 Intercom hosts yeah. like the picture.
Yeah. On radio likes
this
pic.
I remember them both goofing on one person that has worked here. Now, I'm not going to mention this person by name. Yeah. But this person would always go through and leave like thirsty comments on chicks'
You're kidding.
Profiles. I'm not kidding.
You're kidding.
Not kidding whatsoever.
Does that person, does that person still work here?
Believe he still works here, yes.
An on-air person?
Yes.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
So he would. There's a person that works here on air
yes.
that would leave thirsty comments in the main section of the comments or like DMs?
I think they were basically the main section.
They'd How could you like, monitor a DM? I mean, there's no way you could monitor
I
that.
No idea. It was like a Facebook comment.
You know who I'm talking
yeah,
about,
I,
right?
I think I showed you.
Yeah.
It would say, like, yum.
I couldn't believe it. I saw it. I was like, what is this person
are
doing?
Are people crazy?
He's like 30 years older than this person.
People are insane.
Are people crazy?
Is that person married?
No, I don't believe so.
Is the person? If the person's single, we're going to out him. Is the person single?
I don't know. I don't know this person's personal business.
Yeah, I'm not going to out this person. I just found it funny that he was leaving thirsty comments everywhere.
Thirst.
Do you like this person?
Yeah, I don't know this person that well. All right. Know their name.
Is it like a newer employee?
No,
it's a long time.
An employee from the Fan or one of the other stations here?
Maybe does some work on the Fan.
He works at another station.
I can't give all that away.
Yeah, we're not trying to out this person. I just found it funny.
Cakes knows.
That's hilarious.
Cakes is in on the gossip.
So it's like one of the fresh employees?
Rick, you'll find out in 2 minutes.
Yeah,
I'll
write it down. Just don't out the person.
Are you sure?
Am I sure about what?
That we don't want to out the person?
I mean, I don't want to out this
person. Because if you're putting yum in public comments, you're outing yourself.
You pretty much are.
And you deserve to be joned on.
Yeah, are you kidding? That's hilarious. They still do that with, like, LeBron and those guys when they like a big butts and a smile.
That's the point. I saw this whole story on Black Sports Online about Ben Simmons just throwing out Charlotte to some Instagram singer.
Yeah, right.
Probably works
it's
for
that
him.
Easy.
It is that good easy for him. Those guys.
It's a good thing Jason's not on social media. I'd see a lot of yums.
I would be fired and divorced within a week.
All right, coming up next, John Ledyard's going to join us. He's an NFL draft analyst for FanRag Sports and NDT Scouting. We'll talk about the combine and more. He's actually a guy who's not as high on Saquon Barkley as others. Keep it here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.